Welcome to the Creative Human Podcast. This is season four, The Power of Women in Business. I'm so thrilled to have our very first guest, who I'm going to introduce to you right now, and that is Amanda Bible, who is the founder of Inner Beauty Bible.
Yes, what? Oh my
God. The first guest? Like, how special is that? You are the first guest, and we met in person this weekend.
I know. In real life. It wasn't just on Zoom, though. It was like in
real life. No, I know. That's why I was like, this is going to be super special.
Yeah. How are you? I'm doing really well. In fact, I, too, is like just coming down from like the high of the weekend. I was so looking forward to the summit and the EFT tapping and really just supporting all the women there because it's something that's on my heart and soul. And what's really funny is like the entire week before I was facilitating a retreat for people and I was like, I'm speaking on Sunday. And everyone's like, do you ever rest? Like, you know what? Two kids, I never rest. Like, there's no such thing as like nap time, sleep time for this mom over here.
Well, we loved having you at the summit. I remember seeing the magic that was happening with like all of the attendees. They were all super present in the moment. And we're going to talk a little bit about your business and your background and all the things.
Yeah.
But before we do that, I have a question for you. Are you able to share like a fun fact about yourself that like people would be like, no, I would never think that about her.
So I have a fun fact and like, oh my God, I would never think that fact too.
Cool.
So the fun fact is I am an early riser, which means like everyone defines early riser differently, but I wake up every morning at 4:30 in the morning.
Love.
And I love going to my 5 a.m. gym class and I do it even with like my two kids. So yes, that's a fun fact because the mornings are like the most sacred and special time for me. I feel like it's super quiet.
Yeah.
And no one can ever take your mornings away from you. So it's like super sacred to have that space. And then a fact that nobody would ever guess about me unless I tell them is I'm actually an addict in recovery and I will be celebrating 10 years clean next week.
Congrats. How special.
April 6th.
That congratulations. And thank you for sharing. That's so special. That's so special. Okay. So what was life like for Amanda growing up? Like, what was your upbringing like? Where, you know, whom, all the things?
Yeah. So my upbringing, I came from an amazing family. My mom and my dad were like the best ever. I'm best friends with my sister. I grew up in Freehold, New Jersey. And I was actually, I was born with a life-threatening illness. So my childhood was actually a lot different than what a normal upbringing would look like. So I was born with a disease called hepatitis C, which people know it as like a drug user's disease, like what you would get from like IV drugs. But I was born with that. And throughout my childhood, I was actually on and off interferon, which is a really heavy-duty medication. So this, I think, having this like within like such a young age in my childhood installed like a lot of resilience in me because interferon is like a real, it's like people compare it to like a chemotherapy. And as someone who is really young and like, you know, going to school and trying to get good grades and stuff, it definitely took a toll, but I never let that bother me. I never let it get in the way. I still got like my 4.0 GPA. I was like captain of the cheerleading squad. I got into all the colleges that I applied to. So my upbringing, yes, while amazing and I had the most supportive and incredible family, it was quite different than what a normal upbringing would look like. I was actually cured in 2014. So I was on like a trial drug, so that was my childhood. I was a competitive cheerleader, competitive gymnast, a straight A student. I was your typical class teacher's pet. I'm like literally the one bringing the apple to the teacher. I was like, I tried to be as normal of a kid as I possibly could, despite all the other things going on.
Okay, so there's a lot of resilience and also being ambitious from a very young age. Yeah. And who would have ever thought that those things would be able to carry and support you in your adult life? right? It's like we don't think about
us. But you know, I think what I do with all the work that I do with the subconscious mind, I think, you know, having created patterns for myself at a young age with that resilience and that ambition and everything like that, I learned all that from my mom and from my dad. But having experienced my own like childhood setbacks, for lack of better words, right? It installed this resilience within me that I still carry today. Like I still operate with like, no one's going to tell me no. And if I want something, I better go after it because it's not going to be handed to me. And that's always been like a mentality that I've had.
Wow. Okay. So the million-dollar question is, as a child, right? When people asked you like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I hate that question. Like for children, because it's like, we can be so many different things, but that also gives us the opportunity today in life to be able to reflect and know that. So what did you tell people?
Dolphin trainer.
Really?
An astronaut.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
But like, as like a daydreaming kid, you know, I always wanted to be like something so glamorous. I think maybe sometimes I would have said like queen of the universe or something. It depends on what age, at what age you asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. Like at some point, I think it evolved to like maybe a doctor or a lawyer or something to that nature. But I think I always knew that I wanted to work with people because I'm such a people person. And asking me at 4 or 5 years old, I definitely would have told you a dolphin trainer.
That's so awesome. I think that's like the best one I've heard so far. And I also love the queen of the universe.
Like, why not? You just shoot for the stars. Might as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So cool. Can you talk to us a little bit about your business, the why, the inspiration behind it?
Yeah, my business is my first baby, aside from my cats, of course. But what I do is I help people to heal generational trauma, generational patterns. I help them rebirth their legacies by releasing any of those patterns that have been perpetuating throughout their entire lives, like by digging in and unleashing the power of the subconscious mind. So I have like two facets of my business. I own a company called The Inner Beauty Bible, and my meat and potatoes is my Sparkle System coaching and practitioner certification. So this is where I certify and train women, specifically women, in the power of the mind, neuro-linguistic programming, hypnotherapy, emotional freedom technique, time techniques, and mindset and success coaching. And the why and the mission behind that is it's evolved over time, which I think is totally normal and natural as you evolve as a human, as you evolve as a person. The why behind things tends to, or the bigger purpose, it just gets bigger and bigger and more meaningful as I think you learn and grow and just evolve into your next version of yourself.
Right.
And for me, because I am so passionate about the subconscious mind and teaching people the skills and the tools so that they can break those generational patterns. For me, it's about my kids. It's about being my own best friend and treating myself in a way that is something where they model, because kids model everything. They model your behavior, what you say, how you say things, how you treat other people, and how you treat yourself. So my words and your words become their inner dialogue, right? So if I'm continuing and perpetuating patterns that I learned from my parents, then their parents and their parents, like my kids are going to continue that cycle, right? But like the pattern ends with me. And I train people now that the pattern ends with them. It ends with their clients, right? So that they can carve out the future leaders of the world, right? So just a quick little story. My son, I have a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old, and these two boys are my heart and soul and entire life. Like them and my husband, obviously, our family unit is like my whole why. But it's so interesting, like watching kids, because this is where they're like this walking subconscious mind. They take on everything. They're sponges. It's why they believe what you tell them. And like Julian will go into the pantry in the morning and ask for his gummy bears. And I tell him like, he can't eat the gummy bears until they wake up after dinner. But like he believes it because I tell him that, right? Which means anything I tell him or anything I say to myself, he's taking on as truth, right? So the other day I'm in the mirror and I'm like just like patting some cream on my face and he's following along and doing what I'm doing with no understanding as to why he's doing it, right? Mm-hmm. Because he's taking on and modeling what I do. He models the words I say. He freaking uses fucking context now. And I'm like, who taught him that? Who taught him that? It's me. I taught him that. And he goes, oh, fuck. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe this. But that's my point, right? That's my point. Because the way that we talk to ourselves, the way that we talk about things, how we treat ourselves, what we say to ourselves when we look in the mirror, they're doing the same thing with no understanding as to why they're doing it. And then it becomes their belief.
Right.
Their pattern forever. Mm-hmm. So my why is to carve out the path for future generations. So that's like my heart and soul and the reason why I do everything. So that's one facet of my business. And then the other one is I am a nervous system regulation coach. So I work with high achieving women to really learn how to regulate themselves because their children regulate to them. So that's for me what it all boils down to.
It's honestly very powerful what you are doing.
Yeah.
Like it's a big deal. I particularly can share because I remember just maybe about 5 years ago, I learned right about like generational trauma and like all these things that we carry within ourselves, within our families and beliefs and what we're told and what we only know. And yeah, it definitely opened up a different world of being able to not just heal, but to support others through that, right? Also from like a very judgment-free lens, right? Everybody goes through their own path, but thank you for what you do. It's very, very needed. So
I like what you said as far as like it comes from like this judgment-free lens or like this judgment-free perspective, because what it all comes down to is like really having that self-compassion to know that like all the things that you're doing right now, like it's not your fault. Like, it's not your fault you act this way and believe this way and have these patterns and these habits or self-sabotaging tendencies. It's not your fault because that's what you learned. And it's also not your parents' fault or their parents' fault either. Because at every given moment, we've all always been doing the very best that we can with the resources that we have, right? Mm-hmm. So if we learn something from our parents, like, they thought that that was the best thing in that moment. And it allows us to have like more of a gentle approach and a forgiving approach as well. So I love what I do.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, I love it. Sign me up on all the things. I'm not kidding.
I'm ready.
Oh, okay, let's talk about entrepreneurship. It's one of these things where, yes, we've heard that people will say, well, we only hear the good stuff and the shiny stuff and the beautiful stuff in this. The whole purpose of this season is to talk about the good, bad, and ugly and raw, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, which I'm really excited to be able to just pull down that curtain with a judgment-free zone, right? And say, these are the things, and we're all trying our best.
Yeah.
And that's that. Right?
Yeah. I mean, as long as you're moving forward, you're doing the best you can, right? And on any given day, your best can be 1%, 90%, 99%, 40%, whatever that looks like for you.
Can you talk to us a little bit about maybe one of the most proudest moments you've had thus far in business? And that I think a lot of people might attach like a dollar amount to. So I want to let people know, like, there are different milestones for everybody. And you know what I mean? So just be open to thinking about these things as you hear our speakers, you know, through this upcoming season. It's like everybody, like their milestones, their achievements, everything's different because don't forget, we're all coming from different walks of life, from different, you know, areas of life as well.
Yeah. I mean, of course, there's like the financial achievements and things like that. Like the day that my business hit like 7 figures, I was like twerking on the table and stuff.
I would,
but because obviously, I mean, it's a huge milestone, especially when you
big deal.
And when you come from a corporate background. So I think I want to like kind of rewind back a little bit because I think my milestone came from years of building up to it. And I think that's something that needs to be normalized a little bit and isn't really talked about a lot, where like Rome wasn't built in a day, and viral success isn't normal. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, all that matters is that you're putting your best foot forward to just do like 1% better. And if 1% is all you got that day, then you're giving 100% if you're giving that 1%.
Right.
But like, I spent the better half of a decade searching for fulfillment in my corporate role, and nothing ever worked for me. Every single time I tried to start a business, nothing ever worked for me. And I spent 8 years literally trying to plot my corporate escape with all of these different side hustles that I was creating, you know, on the side hustle. I like did everything under the sun. So for all of like my multi-passionate friends out there, like, keep going. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I attribute to my success, at least in my, like, in my current business, is the minute I started to ask myself the questions that I was asking other people, like, my life and world opened up, because I never wanted to take a look within. It was always like external things that weren't working out. And it was never my fault. And it was always because, like, I didn't have the follower count, or I didn't have the money to invest, or I didn't have X, Y, or Z. And at the end of my corporate journey, I fell into a personal development course, because I was so burnt out. I had hit like my second spiritual bottom in my life, and I had like the ugly cry that you don't have to have if you haven't had it yet. But for me, it was a defining moment where it was like, something's got to change. And clearly everything that I'm trying hasn't been working, so it must be something within. So the one thing that I think I'm most proud of in my business was a chance I gave myself to redefine what success meant. Because we all, like, there's a societal standard of like what success looks like. You're supposed to graduate high school and then graduate college and then get your full-time job and make six figures and then have a family and then retire. And like, none of that ever seemed fun for me. And I think I shamed myself for that for a long time. So a big moment for me was when I redefined what success meant to me. Not just like what it looks like in the dictionary, but what it meant to me. And then I embodied it. Like, I just was like, you know what? Like, fuck what they say. Because like, my entire life, I've always broken the rules. Like, I've never lived in any norm of society. Like, that was never my story. So the first thing I would say is redefining success was like one of my biggest successes or accomplishments, because it opened up this whole entire new world of a business that I am obsessed with. And then the second thing that I'm most proud of too is like, I spent a couple years building this certification to be like under all of like the highest level certification, the gold standard for like world-class leaders. The day I was accredited by the ICF was my school is accredited by the ICF. So the day that I got that letter was a huge accomplishment, because it meant all the work that I was putting in was like now legitimized, number one, and recognized, because like that was really important to me.
So. Wow. Oh, that was so deep. Thank you for sharing. There was just
I went all in there.
I'm like, yeah, give it to me all. That's really incredible. Thank you for sharing all of that. I feel like there were so many also valuable lessons that you might have also learned in through the way in, you know, business. And is there anything in particular that stood out to you that you were like, that really taught me something that I will take with me forever?
Yeah, you know, I was sharing before we even put the recording on, I think, you know, just starting before I'm ready and kind of like understanding that the universe has other plans for me. Mm-hmm. And I think that, so like, my comfort zone has always been my prison, but it was also somewhere where I felt obviously most comfortable. So I think for a pretty long period of time, like, I was just like comfortable in the uncomfortable, but using that as like the launch pad to like really go all in. And that was like a big learning experience for me to know that like everything that I want, everything that you want in life, everything that we all want in life is outside of our comfort zone. Otherwise we would have it already, you know?
Right.
So it's where you find that joy, that bliss, that unlimited success. And I didn't realize that until I was forced outside of my comfort zone, for lack of better words.
Yeah. I think I agree with you on all the things, right? It's a lot of people will say, oh, because I want this and I want that. And we always come from wants. And it's like, okay, but what are we going to do a little bit different? And then it's like, well, we have to start habits, views, lenses, also beliefs, what we've been told, what we've been taught. And then just starting, even if it's a little bit, right? It's just like, what are the baby steps?
You know, it's really about just having the confidence to start.
Right.
And that's all it takes. And I heard so Reese Witherspoon like said something a little bit ago in her like the recording or the sound or the audio or whatever you want to call it on Instagram, like going viral.
Yeah.
But it's basically like you only need the confidence to take that first step. We're not looking for the confidence to like step on stage and do what Tony Robbins does. Right. We're looking for the confidence to just take that first step and then know that like everything else is gonna like it'll all show itself to you as you go, for sure. So I am a big believer in like that confidence piece. And also like what you were saying, the wants. Oh my God. Me really feeling into what my desires are has allowed like me to create a business of my dreams, a life of my dreams, because like here's like a tangible tip for you peoples. All right. So feel into your wants, feel into your desires, but remember you can journal all you want. It comes down to taking real action. So there's no amount of techniques or meditation or visualization that is going to make you take the step. You are the one that has to decide to take the action. And here's a metaphor for you. So if you were to hire a trainer and you go to the gym, that's great. But if you're not getting down and dirty and doing the squats with your trainer, your ass ain't going to be perfect by the summer if the trainer's doing the squats for you. Okay.
Right.
So it's like you got to do the heavy lifting. You can journal about it, but it comes time to take action, like take the freaking action.
Right. Got to do the squats in business.
Gotta do the squats.
Yeah, I appreciate that feedback that you're telling to all of our listeners, because I know some people can say, okay, but what is that? Like, how do we do that? Right. And it's like breaking it down. And I think also people not being afraid to ask for help, right? Whether that's to their business friends and or their community and or their mentors, like anybody, your family, your friends, even feel free to go on Instagram and ask, you know, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And I think I brought this up as well, right? At the summit, is not being afraid to ask for people's perspectives and or opinions. It's not personal. You get to really see a 360 lens, which helps you then know which foot forward you're going to do and put, but don't stop. Just one foot in front of the other, right?
Yeah. And some days it's not even a full foot. Maybe it's like one little toe. But as long as you're moving forward and coming from the perspective of like, it's not failure if I'm, you know, testing things out, like in worst case scenario, you're just acquiring information, you're getting feedback of like what's working well and what needs to be improved upon. If you're not getting the results that you want, something's got to shift, but you won't get any of that information if you stay in this spot that you're in right now.
Right. And I love to bring up the point of fail forwards.
Yeah.
Many people will be like, oh, I made that mistake, or this didn't work out well, or I failed. And I'm like, that's called a fail forward. So what did you learn? Right. And they're like, oh, I learned X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, you would have never had that information had you not done whatever it is that you did. So now just revamp it, redo it, relaunch it, re-anything, re-pivot.
Yeah, like give yourself a freaking pat on the back because you had the courage to take that first step. Like, yeah, you didn't get the results you wanted, but like, who the fuck cares? Like, now you have information and now you know what not to do next time.
Exactly.
Or how to do it differently.
Right. And I think a lot of people also get sometimes in their heads of like that fail forward moment. Like you said, nobody cares. Like, genuinely, nobody cares because everybody is so focused between their own lives, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we're like, but what about this? Or what? Like, actually, nobody is paying attention. Like, no one.
No. And that's a big lesson that I learned too, is like, no one really cares.
Yeah.
Like, the person who cares is you the most. And it's almost, it's coming from that like mentality of like, sometimes we focus so much on like what could go wrong. Right. But imagine if we put all that energy into like what would be possible if, or mm-hmm. what could go right, or what would that impact look like?
Yes, I love that you pointed that out, which also reminded me that when we put things like, you know, out into the universe, whether we relaunch or we pivot or whatever it is that we're doing, are we open and available to receive new clients, receive new referrals, whatever that might be, receive new people, new friends? Like, are we open and available to receive? Because sometimes we throw things out there, we have the data, we fail forward, but we're in a place where we're not open and available to receiving. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, that's so interesting that you said that. And I have a huge belief that if we're not open and available to receive, that maybe we're focusing on the wrong thing or setting the bar too low. So an example from my own personal life of that, it's so interesting because our subconscious mind is so wild and so powerful. And like, obviously, I decided like this is what I'm an expert in, and I fucking love it. I'm so fascinated by it. It blows my mind every single time. But when I first started my business, and this is just a quick little story, I came up with this genius idea that I was going to have $20 for 20-minute mentorship coaching sessions, so that way people would buy them and they'd fly off the shelves. So how many do you think I sold?
Zero.
Zero and a half. So like I had one person, but one person never showed up for the call.
But so I did zero and a half?
No, zero and a half. Like I got the $20, but I never had the client. But here's what happened though. I was working this really cushy job in corporate, and my goal was to replace my corporate income while having my hours. And I put it out there, I'm going to do a $20 for 20-minute mentorship session. So for someone who's making multiple six figures in corporate, do you know how many $20 for 20-minute sessions that I would have to do?
Right.
Probably more hours than there are in a day. All right.
Oh, so burnout.
I put it out there, but subconsciously, I knew that's not what I wanted to do. So I was like setting the bar so low for myself, and no one bought it anyway. Because my energy was kind of like focaccia-y around it. I was just kind of like, eh, but at first I'm like, this is the most genius idea ever. And like the first was like, no, like this is not going to help you on your pursuit of happiness.
Right.
So I remember reaching out to a mentor at the time and I was like, what the fuck? What is going on? Like, this is the best deal ever. And she's like, well, what value do people see in that? What are they going to get out of a 20-minute session? And I was like, She's like, would you invest in a 20-minute session? I was like, no. And she's like, exactly. So what's something that would give you value? And I'm telling you, the next month, I put out $1,500 packages for 8 weeks of coaching. And I sold out. And that was the first. It was literally like it happened like this. And I replaced my corporate income that month. And it was like, it was all uphill from there. So what the point is like, take a look at the goals that you're setting for yourself and let's see if they're goals that you're like not motivated by, or if they're goals that really compel you to move forward. And I think that differentiation is so important because we play it safe so much. And when we play it safe, we don't see the results that we want.
Agreed. So for the record, I said zero for two reasons, because I can see Amanda's face right now and she kind of gave it away. Not because I didn't believe in her, but number two, I can totally relate because many years ago, I had also done the same thing.
Yeah. Right?
And what I learned from that, it was like, always put yourself in your potential client's shoes. Would you buy this? Would you love this? Would you be like crazy about this? Would you tell other people about it? Because if it's not a fuck yes, just pivot, redo it. You know what I mean? Like go get creative, go for a walk, go hang out with your girlfriends, do the most untraditional things to help you revamp that before you launch it.
That's so true. It's like the universe literally bitch slapped me and they were like, get your shit together. Like
it's really like, girlfriend, you wouldn't even buy this. So why would we want other people to buy it?
Right? Like, ew. And I like so resonate with that like fuck yes mentality actually. That's like the thing I talk about a lot is like, if it's not a fuck yes, then it's a hell no.
Exactly. 100%. Oh my God, I have like a really weird story I have to share. So with my clients, we have our founders forum every Wednesday. And I was telling them about the fuck yes and fuck no. And it was like not truly resonating. And we practice. And I was like, okay, I have an example for you.
Okay.
Who wants anchovies in their Caesar salad? And everybody was like, fuck no. I'm like, you feel the anchovies on this? You feel the fuck no. And they were like, yes. I'm like, okay. And then we have one client who literally has like the most delicious farm to table dinners every single week. And we see how delicious her meals are. All right. And so I said, so who wants to have dinner at this person's house? And everybody was like, fuck yeah. So we're like, exactly, like hone into those. Mm-hmm. It was so funny. So yes, it is about the fuck yes and fuck no energy.
Totally. And it's like leaning into it too and like owning it, because it's fuck yes, because you're literally owning your uniqueness and like what you bring to the table and your standout, like why you stand out, you know? And I don't know. I feel like sometimes we tend to water ourselves down or not give ourselves like big enough goals or dreams because we're scared, you know? Like how boring is that?
Yeah, I absolutely appreciate you also talking about like the fear, right? Sometimes do we think the fear actually belongs to us? Or maybe it's something we've been taught or we've heard or we've seen.
So, you know, what's really interesting is that your body has the same response, like the same chemical reaction to fear as it does excitement. So,
talk to us about this.
Yeah. So it's like if you think about skydiving.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but seriously, if you think about skydiving and like, but any of those things that like really like you're scared to do, but you know, on the other side's like major expansion. So the thing is, like, we have this boundary in our mind, and like we were talking about comfort zone before, but like it acts as a way to protect us, you know? Is it ours to begin with? Maybe, maybe not. Like maybe it came from generational patterns. Maybe it's like past life stuff. Maybe something we learned at a young age, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, your body's actual response to fear is the same actual response, like internal response. Like you start to like, for example, like think about on Sunday when you were about to get on stage, you're like, I'm going to throw up. This is
right.
So nervous. But as soon as you got on that stage, you could have stayed in your seat and fell into that, like, you know, sat in that fear. But the second you stood on that stage, it's like this whole new energetic expansion that happens, right?
Right.
So there's this boundary in our mind. It's called the critical faculty. And what happens is we come up against this boundary. And most people, when they experience that fear / excitement, they retract back in. And that's why they stay trapped in their comfort zone. That's why only 1% of like entrepreneurs make above six figures. You know what I'm saying? It's wild because most people don't lean into the resistance that they feel when it comes to blowing up the balloon is a good way to think about it. Like you blow up the balloon, like you blow up the balloon. The bigger the balloon gets, the harder it gets to take the breath, right? And to push breath out. But then you take a step back, you take a breath in and you blow that last one in and then the balloon pops.
Right.
And then all the resistance is gone.
All of it. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. So my opinion on fear is it's just excitement and lean into that excitement because whenever we are experiencing anxiety about something, it's a warning from the unconscious mind to focus on what you want and how what you want to create, not the failure of. So the anxiety is the projection of failure. Mm-hmm. And excitement is the projection of success.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for sharing. Those were some very valuable, valuable tips. I think also it's like if we didn't have these emotions, then it would show we wouldn't care. And we're humans, right?
You're meant to have the emotions. You're a human being. You're supposed to have the full spectrum.
Exactly. Okay. Let's shift into maybe some things about business that people are not really thinking like, oh my gosh, you know, these things happen behind the scenes to Amanda as well, right? Because she's human.
Of course. So like what, like business in what aspect? Like, oh my God, I'm totally like tech inept. Like I don't know anything about technology. If something goes wrong with technology, I'm like, I'm dead, like totally dead. Ben's hell. You know, I'm mid-launch right now for our next cohort of the certification. And like, it's totally normal to like come up with like limiting beliefs and like, what happens if my launch doesn't do well? And like, what happens if like, you know, the 14 students that we want to have enrolled don't enroll? And like, and then, you know, you go down the rabbit hole of like, well, if the 14 students don't enroll, then that means I failed. And if I fail, then I'm going to have to go back to corporate. If I go back to corporate, that means I'm a bad mom because I'm not going to be able to pick up my kids for soccer whenever they go to soccer in 10 years from now. And then, you know, it's
that spiral
happens. That's the shit that goes on, you know.
Right.
And I also have the tools now to be like, bitch. Quit the shit.
You can spiral for 2 minutes. Your time is up.
Yeah, but you know what? Like you said, we're human, and like no one is ever to be put on a pedestal. Anxieties come up, fears come up, tech issues come up. Like I forgot to share the sound on my Zoom call today, and like no one heard like my testimonials, and you know, some people decided not to tell me, and I'm like, okay, like, so we just see someone on the screen going like this, and you don't even know what the heck they're talking about. But at the end of the day, you know, it's just,
yeah, it's just another day. And so, yeah. Okay. So for all of you who are listening and you're like, I'm not a tech guru, I can't all the things, that is okay. Because Amanda is, you know, she has a very successful business, and she also doesn't really fully understand tech, and that's not an excuse for her. She's still putting one foot forward every single day. She still goes through the emotions as a human, because I think that would be the biggest red flag if we didn't have the emotion.
My God, I would say run.
I know. Okay. Can you talk to us a little bit about any future aspirations for the business? What are you excited about for this year? What's coming up? How can people support you?
Future aspirations. I am working on a book. I don't know when the book will come out. It's going to be all about like my life and business, and resilience is like a big word of mine that like when you mentioned it today, I was like, you know, that's such a big word for me. Like resilience and like really installing that into all areas of your life, whether you are a business owner or not, like having that resilience is so important. So a big goal of mine for the next year is to work on this book and eventually have it published. And then I am looking to scale my business a bit bigger. So that requires, of course, like hiring the proper team members to be put in place. So that's another vision. I don't know. I have just like a lot of things that I'm like working on and that I'm really excited about. So I have like some secret projects that I'm also working on, which are in the works.
Secret.
And in a couple of months we'll be talking about those. But for now, it's, you know, the book, scaling the certification, and I'm looking to scale like the one-on-one. I guess you can't really scale yourself, but like I really love working with clients one-on-one, and really just working with those high achieving women to like regulate themselves so that they can have their kids regulate to them.
That's so amazing.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. Okay. So you can all find Amanda's information on the description here for our episode. Be sure to support her, refer people, follow her, because we all know that it costs $0 to support a woman-owned business.
Absolutely.
At the bare minimum.
Follow. I also have a podcast. It's Heather Related Podcast. And we have some really exciting guests coming up. And maybe Vanessa will be a guest coming up. That would be so awesome.
I'd love that.
So you can go and give us a follow or a review or a 5-star review or something like that. It always helps to see and hear what people are thinking and talking about. So that's huge. And then for Vanessa, your community, I have created a tapping transformation experience, because at the summit, we did the tapping workshop.
Yes,
and it's actually something that I never offered before, but it will include 12 hours of learning about EFT tapping and also bringing people through the tapping experience and learning how to create their own scripts for themselves.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thank you. Talk about a big gift. I love that. Can you talk to people who might not know what EFT tapping is? Because I know some people are like, what is that? I've seen it, never tried it. And then once they tried it, they're hooked. Like,
well, that's really what happened for me too. Like, I saw it and I was like, I'm never gonna try that. I'm not gonna be that weirdo tapping on your head. Like, what the heck? Like, I don't need that.
I'm like, I'm above it. Okay.
So, tapping stands for emotional freedom. Oh, tapping stands for EFT stands for emotional freedom technique, and it's essentially just the tapping that we do on different energy points throughout the body. The energy points are associated with our meridians, our life force, our chi. And whenever we're feeling like negative emotions, limiting beliefs, stuck energy, pains, anything like that, it's an indication that there's something going on underneath the surface, and it's likely something within your meridians or some crossed wires or something to that effect. So by tapping on these points, you're actually creating new neural pathways inside of your mind, inside of your brain, that reduces the stress hormone and increases your capacity to go out there, live a successful life, feel confident, feel amazing, and essentially manifest like a badass. So it's actually known to reduce anxiety and stress by over 40% in a single session. So it's really amazing.
I can totally attest to that. I was having the jitters and feeling nervous on Saturday before speaking. And I know during your workshop, I was like, I have to do this. And I just immediately felt calm, at ease. Everything was amazing. So I'm so excited to also be a part of your programs, because it's something that is, it's incredible. It's life changing. It's something that you do and immediately is implemented within you. And it gives you so much ease, and you're just so incredible at it as well. So
thank you. And you know, it's why another reason why I'm so passionate about it too, is because like, it's, I think, the unconventional, untraditional approach to business coaching too, because if we're feeling fucked up inside, then we're not going to be creating this life beyond our wildest dreams, right? So like with working with your nervous system or your mind, because you're like the neurotransmitters are your nervous system, right? It bathes every part of your body. We store energy everywhere. So working with the body's energy system, we're essentially raising our vibration, improving our confidence, reducing our stress, opening up the different possibilities that are available to us, which essentially goes back to being an even more badass business owner, you know. And if you're opening up your perspective and reframing thoughts and eliminating limiting beliefs, then like, how are you not going to be an amazing business owner?
Right. And I think this, all of this stuff that you work on also fully 1000% supports to then allowing us to not be in like that survival mode, right?
Right.
That also then allows us to say, I'm open and available to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's like a full 360.
It really is, like, because we live life in survival mode. Like literally we're telling our body to go into fight or flight just by how we're breathing.
Right.
So it's just a simple taking a breath with your belly and giving yourself the moment to open up like into your peripheral instead of just like what's right in front of us. It allows you to fall into, you know, the calm and cool and collected, which is exactly what we do. So, yeah.
Amanda, I feel like I could talk to you for days. I want to be your friend, like your best friend. I think I want to move to New Jersey so I can be closer to you.
I'm so
grateful for our conversation, all the things that you shared. I have one final question for you. What does it mean to be a creative CEO to you?
Ooh. So my favorite quote in the entire world is, you are you, and that is your superpower. So really just embracing your you-ness.
Yeah.
Because that's why you stand out.
Oh, that was so deep. Mic drop. Okay. Thank you so much, Amanda, for being here. Thank you all for listening. Please stay tuned to our future episodes for season 4 for the Power of Women in Business. And please be sure to support, share, and like any and all things of Amanda and Amanda's business. Thank you all for being here.